Welcome to Israel 18 News at 3 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. A pleasant day across Israel, with clear skies and a warm breeze in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. Haifa enjoys a sunny afternoon, making it a great day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, the U.S. and Iran have returned to the negotiation table in Switzerland, reports Walla. Discussions aim to stabilize the ceasefire. Also, Ynet reports that Israeli security has foiled dozens of West Bank terror attacks. These were directed by Hamas operatives based in Turkey. Also this hour, Times of Israel shares that Lebanese turtle conservationist Mona Khalil has died following injuries from an Israeli strike. Separately, Axios details Iran's decision to close the Strait of Hormuz over Israeli attacks on Lebanon. And finally, JTA notes that former President Trump defends his deal with Iran, allowing some missiles but requiring nuclear disarmament. Here's what people are saying online. OSINT 613 reports just minutes ago that the IAEA's Rafael Grossi is not involved in the current U.S.-Iran talks. The nuclear file remains off the table for now. Ynet News posted earlier today about the foiled terror attacks in the West Bank directed by Turkey-based Hamas operatives. Amit Segal, a prominent journalist, remarked on Iran's demand for a Lebanon ceasefire as the IDF battles Hezbollah in a strategic underground base. Now for more on those stories, starting with the negotiations in Switzerland. Walla reports that the U.S. and Iran are engaging in talks to secure a ceasefire. The focus is on stabilizing the region, but nuclear issues are not currently on the agenda. This could signal a shift in diplomatic priorities for both nations. Turning to the West Bank. According to Ynet, the Shin Bet has prevented several terror attacks by intercepting plans from Hamas operatives in Turkey. This action underscores the ongoing security challenges Israel faces from coordinated international threats. Meanwhile, Times of Israel highlights the passing of Mona Khalil, a dedicated conservationist. She succumbed to injuries from an Israeli airstrike near Tyre. The IDF clarified that she was not a target, but the incident raises questions about civilian safety in conflict zones. In earlier reporting from Axios, Iran's closure of the Strait of Hormuz marks a significant escalation. This move follows recent Israeli military actions in Lebanon. The Strait's closure could disrupt global oil supplies, impacting international markets. Finally, JTA covers Trump's controversial deal with Iran. He allows limited missile access while pushing for nuclear disarmament. Critics argue this could embolden Iran militarily, affecting regional stability. Turning to business and markets. First, Ynet Business reports that Bloomberg must pay $120,000 to an Israeli journalist. A Tel Aviv court ruled they acted in bad faith by revoking his job offer over old social media posts. Separately, according to Globes, a new poll shows Eisenkot overtaking Bennett. Neither the coalition nor the opposition appears able to form a government without the Arab parties. And finally, CTEC discusses how AI is transforming football. From strategy to injury prevention, AI is reshaping how the game is played and officiated, including at the World Cup. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Sunday. Our next update is at 4 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.